Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back to A Celtic State of Mind. I'm Paul John Dykes and I'm delighted to be joined by Kevin McCluskey and Sean Connolly for the halftime bulletin. Lawrence will be joining us also. I'll come to you first, Sean. That's more like it, isn't it?
Yep, good fast pace, closing down, crisp movement, all that sort of stuff. Aberdeen tried to press high at the start and gave up after about 10 minutes when they realised we were on it and we were just going to knock it around them. Some of this through balls over the top have been great. They've been back. Even the passing into feet to the players in forward positions, like there's not much space, but if you get a great crisp pass and if your first touch is on it, then we're still keeping possession and from those passes. So which in recent games it's been kind of bouncing off boys or the pass hasn't been on it. And for me, that the best single action of the whole first half was that Callum McGregor pass for the first goal. That was beautiful.
It was. It absolutely was. We sit here sometimes, Kevin, in the half-time and full-time bulletins and try and pick away as to why we're just not clicking. You know, it's sometimes difficult to figure it out, and we give a wee bit of praise sometimes to our opponents because they're able to stifle us. But then you watch that in that first half, and that is just, it's just vintage Ange Celtic, isn't it?
No, it is. It's like, yeah, we've got our Celtic back now, haven't we? Like, these last few games, we've definitely taken an eye off the ball a wee bit, foot off the pedal and what have you. But this is us again. This is Ange. It's a game that matters, because it's a game before the cup final and he's got everybody up for it. We're backfiring on all cylinders. As Sean was saying, the passing's so much crisper than it's been in the last few weeks. You can really tell the difference that it makes with having Taylor and Johnston back in the team, because they just bring so much kind of balance to the team. And yeah, this is a fantastic performance so far. It is, as the guys in the commentary have said, it's the performance of champions. We're going out, we're putting on a show tonight, or this afternoon, sorry. And it's been thoroughly enjoyable to watch.
And, you know, it's a wee slip there by Kevin, but that kind of performance will allow a lot of people to go and enjoy their night, Lawrence. It is us back to what we became to expect. You know, I think a massive part comes down to the fullbacks. You know, a lot of the passing movements start there, but there's also the performance of someone like Abada. We were talking about, well, it was Kevin that said, you know, wild card, he's a guy that might get in for the cup final. First half, he's looked really busy, taking guys on, getting balls in. Hatate right back to the Hatate of old. We spoke, Lawrence, about allowing him to play through a sticky patchy form. Ange did that. This is the result.
I said, I think, touched on it, you know, it's a game that matters. We're turning up when it matters. There's cup final positions at stake. And you can see the players, you know, they want to do everything to secure it. The reason, you know, there's been changes, Ange just said it's on him, but there were games that didn't matter. They're in effect bounce games. This is guys playing for the place in the cup final. And, you know, anyone that's been panicking or worrying that we might be tested or, you know, the other team will be getting some confidence from our performances. And Vanessa isn't going to be getting any confidence from this performance today. You know, these are guys that are out there to put on a show the day we get the trophy and to ensure that they're starting the cup final.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, there is a lot of talk over the piece where we're not getting the results and we're not really seeing the performances over the last three games or so. And we've tried our best to remain balanced. Kevin, you've been on most of, if not all of the post-matches. We've been as balanced as possible, but we certainly weren't on it. We just weren't playing the same kind of football we had become accustomed to. Now, before we get stuck in about the goals, because we can't go through this halftime without mentioning the quality of the goals, what a tifo. Sean seen it before the game. I had to go in the playback to see it standing on the shoulders of giants, and obviously it was much misquoted by Noel Gallagher on the album of a similar name, most often credited to Isaac Newton. But I mean, it's up there. It's up there with some of the finest tifos I've seen at Celtic Park.
Yeah, and I often wonder like what it's like when you're in one of those tifos. I've not been involved in any that I can remember anyway. And, you know, you can't really see what you're doing, so you're just kind of going on faith, right, that you're, you know, you could be some idiot that's wrong and being given a piece of red and you're just standing there ruining the tifo. So there's a lot, the planning that goes into that is unreal. I think I seen Tom Boyd was out putting the pieces of plastic out on the seats as well. Did that on the Twitter, I think I seen that.
That would not surprise me about Tom Boyd. Every time I see him on his socials, he's doing a cycle for charity or he's doing something to help the foundation or some kind of good, you know, good cause. That would not surprise me in the slightest, Sean, if he was out there just mucking in. Absolutely sensational. And of course, there's been some famous ones down the years, Kevin, but that just hit the spot today, didn't it?
It did. It was magnificent, yeah. I missed it live as well at the time, so I've watched the clips back on Twitter and what have you. And there's kind of the panoramic just spinning round and seeing the whole ground. And it's one of those ones where, puts the shivers up the spine, because we're one of the few clubs, I think, that can really pull off a tifo display like that. You know, and it creates it's a brilliant spectacle when you see it. Like Sean says, when you're there, you don't really know what it's like. You are just holding up a bit of paper and kind of hoping for the best, that it looks good. But for us, watching it on the TV and what have you, it's an amazing thing. And we always seem to get it spot on. Like, the message is always right with it. And it's another one that will go down there. It's been one of the best tifos of all time, probably, until we beat it with the next one.
Exactly, you beat your own good work. I mean, it's like every chair's a pixel and some clubs just don't get it right, do they? It looks all a bit blurry and it's sometimes difficult to figure out what it's meant to be. Celtic and the Green Brigade and everybody involved, including Tom Boyd, definitely got it right. Before we get into the goals, Lawrence, handball, no handball? What did you think? It was a quick check.
No handball, I don't think. Yeah, listen, glad that they've went for kind of traditional art rather than abstract postmodernism stuff that we see sometimes in Scotland. But I know there's a meaning there. I just can't figure it out. And maybe they're trying to express something about themselves with the stuff you can't make out. But no handball for me. Normal and service resumed.
Yes, absolutely. Sean?
I disagree, Lawrence. That was a handball offence. That was your cut-off is about here, and it was pretty much on his elbow when it's at his hand. What I do agree with, though, is VAR not overturning it, because it wasn't, for me, clear and obvious, even though the referee should have been given it in the first one. If the referee gives it, VAR, again, doesn't overturn it.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I like it. So we've got a resident Dermot Gallagher and a resident Tom Boyd. That's why I came to you, Lawrence. Guess which one you are. But no, that's why...
I will take that.
Exactly, treble winning captain, yes. I've got a lot of time for Tom. Let's have a look then. By the time we open the scoring, Kevin McCluskey, I'll come to you first here. And by the way, unbelievable skill, incredible finish, Taylor assist. We'd had a good, maybe three chances. Kugler had a couple of good chances. Starfelt with a header. It felt as though it was coming, but when it came, it was worth the 26-minute wait, wasn't it?
Well, it definitely was, yeah. Like, we just took the game... them right from the very first seconds. Like, was it 30 seconds into the game when Johnson plays his ball into the channel and Kielgud pulls the shot wide? And from that moment, you got the feeling this was going to be one of those days when we were going to dominate. All we needed to do was get a goal. And it's been coming. Like you say, Kielgud's had a couple of headers, one of the kind of smaller players in the park, but winning headers and coming close. Starfelt's won. It's a great save, to be fair, because it's down in the corner. And then the goal, something else. But then it's what we've come to expect from both those players. Like, Taylor's done that pass so many times, he finds himself in a bit of space. He looks up, plays the pass, and Kyogo's skill is phenomenal. Again, just to have that awareness of what's going on around him, knowing that if he just cuts it back inside, he creates the space, gets the angle, and it's a brilliant finish. There's no keeper in the world that's saving it, really, when he puts the laces through it from that kind of distance.
There's a way the ball goes. Is that there seems to be a kind of a curvature to the ball. It's almost like it swerves, but it swerves up the way. Yeah, when Kyogo does that, he's done it a few times this season. It's an incredible finish. And Lawrence, I've been banging on about this record of only four players scoring 32 or more goals a season in the last 20 years for Celtic. Can you remember who the four players were?
Griff. Mm-hmm. Could be Henrik.
Yep.
Who else previous to that, mate? Not too sure, a fourth.
Oh, I'm going to pass over to Sean.
Chris Commons and was Edward one?
It was actually, I'm going to have Moussa. To pass that last one. It was Moussa. Moussa Dembele. So, you know, 26 minutes, Kyogo became the fifth and he went one even better, 31 minutes into the game. We've not been, I don't think, overcritical of McGregor, but McGregor's been off the boil, Sean. Last few games, I mean, most players have been. But, I mean, that, again, that's back to the McGregor of old in that first half, isn't it?
One thing he's been great. He's been, like, all over the place. Good turn, good pass, and dictate. Even if there's his first touch passing for, like, little triangles, like, you just catch teams flat-footed when you're doing stuff like that. And one thing that he's doing that he's not been doing and I want to see more of is actually getting on at the referee. I don't want referees to get like abused or anything like that, but when they're doing stuff like letting opposition teams time waste, which is breaking the rules, the reason they're doing that is because they're taking the path of least resistance. So if McGregor's in his ear every time the opposition's time wasting, then it stops being the path of least resistance and maybe they do something about it.
Yeah,
because it's driving me nuts. Marley Watkins should technically be red carded because he does this to ask for Starfelt to get booked, and that's a yellow card offence. So he should see a second yellow for that.
I'm glad that's a yellow card offence. I hate seeing it. I remember it became a thing and then it kind of filtered into British football and it just, you know, to outlaw it, the only thing you can do is make it an offence. So I'm glad it is. It's horrible to see a fellow professional, Kevin, trying to get his, another guy booked. It's not nice to see. And again, it just shows you that they're clutching at that stage.
Yeah, exactly. You hate to see that kind of thing. Any sort of simulation like that, you just want to get it stamped out of the game. And I know there was a drive a wee while ago, a few years ago, where if you were doing the old give the boy a yellow, you'd get the yellow. And then it's drifted out that the refs are not doing it anymore. And these things go in phases, I think, because you get it as well. The shirt pulling at a corner for a while was getting clamped down on. Everything was a penalty or a free kick. And then they kind of eased back off it again. So, yeah, in terms of today's game, again, Sean, spot on. I think Callum's got to be the one that's leading the protests from our side when those things are going on. I guess it is kind of getting in the face of the ref a little bit, but letting them know that we're not here to be walked over in these instances. Mm-hmm. You know, the rules are there. You've got to adhere to them. Aberdeen are going to do their best to stretch it as much as they can, but we need a captain, and I think McGregor's capable of doing it, of standing up to a ref and going, enough's enough. You need to take control of this situation.
Are you going to have me in your lug every single time?
And it's not like the rules just been like whitewashed away, because they've actually added to it, so that like they've making the VAR sign, you can get booked for that as well now. And this 6 second rule for goalkeepers still exists, just doesn't get used, but it does exist. So
the VAR and the card, that's the equivalent of gesticulating at somebody on the football park. Brilliant, you get booked for it. Mount Cadath, a few things here. Kyogo, obviously, but the fullbacks make a huge difference. I got to agree with that. Johnston is fantastic. Looks like he's never been out. McGregor is also back to his best. Comforting to see that they can just turn it on when needed. This is the thing, Lawrence, that I was a wee bit of, if there was a concern, it was about momentum. It was about being in the flow of your normal game. And then, you know, thinking to myself, it's not like a light switch that you can put on and off. And that was my concern. It looks as though today we have got it out of our system. So anybody that's out there who were concerned about the Inverness game, about the Scottish Cup final, this is going to, you know, allay those fears, isn't it, this performance?
Yeah, look, definitely. I mean, Jackie was talking about, you know, some players can do it in training grounds, but they can't do it in front of 60,000 when the pressure's on. Today's a wee bit of pressure. You know, you've got a place for the Cup final. You get fans expecting a show. You know, the trophies getting delivered. And it's good that the players can raise their game for that. They can do it when it matters.
Yes.
You know, it's all right, toe-to-toe cups, the bragging rights, the Beale League. I believe they've done that.
Toe-to-toe cup.
You know.
It's but the cabinet makers are still working on that, though, eh? That big job.
It's a weird, the toe-to-toe cup, because he's lost more, you know, toe-to-toe games. Are kind of going, but they've still got a delusion that they've won the toe-to-toe cup. It's bizarre, but, you know.
The funniest one I heard was Lee Cun.
What was that, sorry?
Leek Hun was the funniest one I've heard.
It's constant. And by the way, for me, when you're looking at the mainstream media who buy into all this nonsense, I think that just, you know, their credibility goes down the tubes. I'm going to ask Kevin and Sean, because Lawrence knows the answer. Or you might have gone to Harry Styles by this stage last night, Lawrence. Sorry to drop you in that one. The crowd often ask a number of questions that you expect them to ask. So I would never ask them myself, because I know they're going to come in. Who's the best player you've played with? Who's the best player you've played against? And who's the best team if you had a starting 11 of players that you played with at Celtic? Kevin McCluskey, who do you think Jackie's goalkeeper was? Best goalie he played with at Celtic?
Johnny Gould.
Johnny Gould. What about you, Sean?
It must have been Artur Boric, right? He played with...
He missed Boric. He was away. Yeah, he missed Boric.
Who would have been before that? The boy that played in the 5-1 game, Tony Warner.
Now, by the way, not that far off. Lawrence, were you there when this question was asked?
I wasn't, mate, no.
Right, so what do you think? Gildy. He said Broto. There you go. Yeah. He actually said the best goalie he played with at Celtic was Broto. There you go. Wee bit of trivia before we go back to the action. 700 plus strong in a live stream. Absolutely phenomenal effort from everybody getting involved. Lawrence, have you spotted something you want to share with us?
Oh, mate. Almost a hat-trick. I'm hoping he's not injured, though.
Abada's off injured.
Kyogo's down, so...
Abada's gone off at half-time.
I'm going to close the stream before it gets any more negative than that, gentlemen. Okay, thanks everybody for getting involved. We'll see you at full-time. Thank you to Kevin, Sean and Lawrence for joining me on A Celtic State of Mind. We'll be right back.
Social Podcast Network.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.